like, I want to talk about a few different things. Just a thought process over here. Mishabur, the last taz of the simmer brings the lock of taking out the zvuv. So it says, in case you have the zvuv, which is should take some of the mashka with it also. Last us. So the Mishabura says Kamsamach Aleph. So he comes along and he says, so you have to take a little bit with it. So the Chazanish, the way I've been saying over this halach, I've been going with the Chazanish because I want to avoid the machlokes. Now let's touch the machlokes. The Chazanish understands that the Mishabura is the matter, that as long as you take the mixes of the oichel with the psoilis, there's always sort of taking out the psoilis. The Chazanish has great difficulty with that. He says, if that's true, that it's taka tarubis, so I have 6 ounces of liquid, which right now are not usable because of the zvuv. I take out the psoilis with 1 ounce of liquid, and I have 5 ounces of liquid which are now totally mavur and they're usable. So basically what the Bir Lacha said before, that the Yisar of Bari is making a tikkun, that this item which is not usable becomes usable. I've done a tikkun gomer in my oichel by taking away the psoilis. So the chur, that should be osur. So how do you understand the heter taking out the zvuv? So the chazanish, the pshat is because you're not doing, the lomnus is like you see by the case over there by the mashka, where the shmarim in the bottom and the top is clear, the round says it's not a tarubis. So a zvuv floating on top of the liquid is not a tarubis with the whole cup. So what's in the bottom is never what's in the tarubis to start with. Erechanami, the part in the top where the zvuv is, tak is b'taruvis, and the lamas are taking out some of the mashka with it, is you're taking out the whole taruvis. So they're not a tikkun on the rest of the cup, because the rest of the cup never was considered b'taruvis and having a problem to start with. Even if you tell me that lamaisa, practically I couldn't get to the bottom of the cup without taking the stuff out of the top of the cup, that's like taking something away from the, I have a door which is shut because I can't get to the bottom. That's not called that there's a tikkun in the oichel on the bottom by taking away something on the top which is preventing me from getting to it. It's not called it was in a state of having a chesor and then I'm attacking it. So that's the law the Chazanish says. Mishabura, he understands Mishabura is not saying that like that. As long as you take mixes of the oichel together with the psoilis, it's going to be mutter. So even though, so the Chazanish says, let's say you have a scenario where there's a lot of zuvim, and now it's not so distinct anymore, the liquid from the zuvim. See, when you'll take out the over there, there's no heter taking out, because over there, the whole thing is taka instead of tarubis. See, when we'll take out all the zuvim together with liquid, it's going to be awesome, because the remaining liquid will now become usable and become get a tikkun in. So the Chazanish is clearly learning the lumness of barer is the tikkun on the oichel. And the way Pashas the card of Mr. Burrow, we also are saying that. So Shabur is clearly learning that the malacha is the mice of rarest min, which generates a tikkun. So Zat Mishabur, it wasn't a rarest min, because you took oichel himself. So even though you left sellers behind, but you didn't split a min to a min. So that's not burr. It's a tikkun, but it's not burr. That's the card of the state of the Mr. Burrow. Okay. Step number one. Let's work. So the Yerushalmi comes along and says that if you take out the mixes of psoilis and you leave some psoilis behind, it's not malacha the rice. The person was sitting on the tree taking out psoilis the whole day. If he wasn't mevarer the tree, he didn't do burr. Not of the rice. It's also mirabon, and he didn't do burr. Okay. What about the other way around? Let's start with that. The person takes out mixes oichel. Oichel is with tarubis, so it's mutter. What about lachas? Oichel lachas ma? So you don't know the heter of derech achila. It's a ma'aser breira. So over there, so I took out mixes oichel. I left oichel himself behind. So is well, what do you say? Not that, but the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's point is there's no tikkun. But over here, the oichel that you took out, itaka, now it's mitukin. Before it was sitting in a state of tarubis with chutzalis, and now you're taking it out and you're left with the tukin, the oichel. But according to Mishabura, you have this new kanech. There's a tanai of brevis min. And it wasn't brevis min because you left some oichel behind. So, Parashas and Svara, I would have told you that I have no shaila. That should be called Ber. Slamash and Tikkun. Even you'll the thing with Tal learns that the Bible argues in the Shal. So even you'll set we hold your Shal. But that's all. Your Shalmi's case is the case when you're being buried out the Psalus. But you bring out the Eichel according to Tikkun Gomer. But according to this Mishabur over here, if we're in Mishabur right, the Chara, I would assume it's also Mirabanan, but it's not going to be the Raisa. I don't know. What? Because the Mishabur has a Tanai Bravis Min that he's adding over here. Because you left the Michael, you didn't divide in the lines of. I understand. I'm just saying that. Leaving us. That Nakuda of where the Breira is done in is a relevant point in regards to the Shaila of what is it called Urkel from Selma to Selma from Urkel. But in regards to Breira Simin Mimin, Breira Simin Mimin, you have to look at the whole unit. So I was just saying, let me show
you. You're trying to have the Breira be
That's not mukhrak in the Yisoy, which we handle the shayla. What's the midavar hamisbarer and what's the davar hamavurer? Look, that doesn't have to follow the next stage.
That was just the shayla of when you don't know how to determine which one is the misbarer and the mavurer. Here, when you take one, there's no question. One is the one that davar hamisbarer.
I understand, but the Mishmur came along and said, when I have oichel and psarlis in Bitaruvis, and I take out the psarlis with some oichel, the Mishmur, that's not malach of the rice. And he holds his mutter. He almost holds his mutter, right? So I'm going to take out my zvuv, you know it's Bitaruvis. So when I take it out with some oichel, it's okay. I left oichel behind, which is very usable now. Yeah, but that's not the malacha. The malacha is brayer smidimim. I understand. My ma'aser brayer was on a taruvis, and we'll have to.
I think other than the Mishnah Berurah, my focus is focusing on what you're on. That's the way they would say. If you wouldn't focus on what you're mivar, then it's all then you start then it should be happy five happen. Instead you're focusing on what you're mivar, determining your mind's prayer by what you did your prayer in, or where your mind's prayer was in, by the thing you took out. And that's why I said, okay, this is a sound. According to Rashi Bru, which is possible.
Interesting. I was approaching the Lakuta of the Mishabura as a different Lakuta. It's the Lakuta of Brevis and Minimin. You're saying that's not Brevis and Minimin. You're saying a different Lakuta. That the whole Mishabura is done on what you took out, not on what's left behind.
He knows that
place
wrong.
I'm not sure why that should be true.
Why would he hold it that? That's enough to be
matured. Right.
That's why.
I understand. I'm saying, what's the Lakuta? I'm hearing the Mishabura has the Yasoid and the Malacha, but Etzim, the Mishab the Malacha is Brevis and Mimimin. So it wasn't Brevis and Mimimin. So then.
As a rule, you make the Mishabura as a.
Now, for the Maisa, I mean, I hear you saying it would be helpful because when you get the case of Mishnah Berurah says the din of in Yudal is mutalar benachas mikli. You have to poisek because and it says muchi shehu barer. Now, I'm assuming that the scenario was that you didn't leave all that you pour out the yayin from amongst the shmarim. You didn't get all the wine out, but we're saying there's a brayer pouring out the wine. Even though you're leaving some of the oichel behind in the shmorim, but whatever oichel you're taking out is called brayer. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, well, alter is mutter, lachas man is takoser. We assume it's the rice. I don't know. Maybe tell me takanat the rice. I don't know. But the pashas assume it's the rice. But the Mishnah Berurah before. Okay, so Sipkot Lachas. So you have kidneys of Sharpeirish, and there's some which are Metuloyim and Mupashim, or they're mixed with offering Tzoris. Yizor Shal Yivur B'Yodim Rak Mash and Tzorach Loisus Suda Shuritz Alechol Take It Below Yoser. Because you take out more, you're Chay. He didn't say you're Chay because you took out all the Oichol. You have whatever you take. So the Pasha Mishnah Berurah is agreeing that so oichel from psoilus, leaving some oichel in the psoilus is not a hefty bechlal. It's michai. So maybe even how you're saying, but the current swara, I yeah. What? Yeah, but the Mishnah good. So okay, now.
Isn't the Achol brought that issue exactly? He seems to go with it. That in order to make it a malach, every psilis from Eichel, in order to make it a malach as a tzir for the gufo, you have to say the malach is being done to the psilis, to the Eichel, even though you're taking the psilis. So how do you say that what you're taking is what you're doing malach to, and therefore if that's one.
What Rebbe Frank is saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I wasn't going with them in hell. I hear.
Well,
the Rabbi, we were discussing Reichel and the service. Now you want to know what will happen with Reichel. What will happen with Reichel? Okay, but that's what we're saying. That's what I'm saying. That the reverse Mishnah Berurah before that case is got you.
But he's saying you can avoid the whole question. Maybe it doesn't get involved with the whole.
Well, the problem is, but then then the Yerushalmi's case is also. There was right now this piece of psarlis with this piece of oichel next that they were the terubus. I took away the psarlis and that was this more sukkah. Why do you get a whole tree? Yeah, the gigantic tree. Why do you get a whole tree? I mean, but say to Yerushalmi, you do. Okay. It's a question why, but okay. Let me now. So what? But that much is still mavurit in the Mishnah Berurah. that in the case where I take out all of the psoilus with some of the oichel, and I leave the oichel behind being metukin, Mishabura holds that case as mutter. Right? The Chazanish says, and now that, you know, the Chazanish is saying, I manishtan. If the Sotter Breyer is, I'm creating a tikkun, and you're agreeing that if I take the oichel out and I leave the oichel with psoilus behind, it's going to be malach of the raisa. So why would this case be? Why would the flip case be mutter? There's a case of the Shabur Sama to be mutter. So the Elamite has to be a whole different Yisoy. All right, okay. Or I'm not answering the horror. What about the following? So, and now I'm in the kli, and. So the Karmic Shabura, we're not saying that the Zuv is only more of with the top, it's more of with everything, etc. Okay. Karmic Chazanish is only more of with on the top. I have a large Kli, and right now the Zuv is on the left side of the Kli. Alright, so right now I'm saying there's a Teruvus of the soup and the Zuv on the left side of the Kli. Am I allowed to move the Zuv to the right side of the Kli? Because the Chara, I did a tikkun on the left side of the kli. I did a kilkel on the right side of the kli, but there's no malach involved in doing a kilkel. But I did a tikkun on the left side of the kli. So the Karmic Chazanish, the Karmic Shabura, the holding of the terubas. So, am I allowed to move a terubas, something in a terubas, from one side to the other? Let's start with that question. Is that mutter? So that grata, there's a diuk which Shimon Eider brings. It's a very nice diuk. In Simon Shilam Ates, I have an off from the diuk. My Supreme Gadam raises the question, so I guess. You know, you have Prima Gadim helping you. So there's a locker that your person can't swim on Shabbos. So not only can't swim on Shabbos, he can't cause something to float. So he can't, like, send something floating across the water. So the locker is also the Mahashi B'mayim Dabar L'Halicha Me'atzlo L'Havi'o Atzlo. You can't get in the water and push the thing away. You can't pull the thing to you. The Kain Kisomim Shapane Mayim also have sealam the Kanal Khan Kade Law Nakus and Mayim Shi Yofa. So I wanna be terrible in the mikveh right now, and there's some junk on top of the mikveh, good old mikvahs they didn't have there, nice clean mikvahs. So I wanna push the stuff to the side so I can be terrible in nice clean water. So to talk to, because it is sort of hot shot, because you're being meshit some, you're causing something to swim across the top of the water. So Zatim Mishabura, so that's an officer. Close up in the heart. I will be clear. Reicha sheish lo stoffer le gazru. So takamutter the mikvah. Takamutter. Frank, doctor, the Shimon Eider. What happened to Barer? Yeah. What?
Maya who the kamamti? The water is moving.
Okay, I'm not worried about mitzia daf test. You know, like, you know.
You
know,
you're moving the
tarubas,
you can't take it without some
liquid. I understand, but the Kara, so the Prima got him over here. Taka has a shiloh, if it's very covered and if the whole thing is covered, you want to move it aside to be able to get. She said there might be borrowed. So he says, so if my mikvah, you know, I don't know, whatever, it's, you know, it's 10, it's 20 square feet, right? Okay. So there's some stuff somewhere on the water, and I get it, and I send it to the other side of the mikvah. So now I have clean water to be tarpal. That's mutter. What if the whole thing is covered? So I'm going to go like this to move it to the side. We see that lashon over there about the shamnunis on top. They talked about the shamnunis on top of the water being terrible. Moving the shamnunis aside, you can be terrible. And the whole thing to me sounds like a little bit whatever, but that was the realities of life, okay? But so the Prima Gadim says, Hak, if the whole thing is covered, and I'm going like this to move it to clear it, so I have a space to clear, which is my yofim, to be terrible. And Prima Gadim is masupik. Maybe that's burr. See, Taka raises the kasher burr in this case. So the Karna Kilka, like Dobin is saying, that if it's only partially covered, so I move it here, I move it there, I didn't really do anything, but the whole thing is covered, I Taka made a mukkin, which now I'm a tukkin for tefillah. Right? So now, but I want to know, but according to the Chazanish, Right? So that's, according to the Chazon Ish, that we're saying, you know, it's a nice big mikveh, it's only over here, here's a terubah. So I wouldn't want to go right there. That's where the end of the stairs are. So I want to be terubah over here. So I want this mokum. This mokum right now is a terubah with some stuff on top, etc. And I move it to somewhere else. So this water now became a tukan. Right? Or. Okay, but I have an offer from the Sushta. The Mara Mokka was like, first let's come out. The Chapt and the Kudo. The Prima God already had the cash over here. Fine, okay. Yeah.
You have the same shiloh.
So you move this. Okay. I hear. Okay. No. He left the I moved the oichel away from the psarlitz.
According to Chazanish, a fly in a bowl of soup should not have the heter because you could take a part of the soup that doesn't have fly in. So you don't need access to the bottom. Everything's fine. There's one part that has a fly. So if you remove the tarevis, you're fixing up your bowl of soup.
According to Chazanish, the point is that the rest of the soup is not a tarevis. So it's not a malacha bar, b'chlal, so of course it's mutter. The heter is the whole terubas is where the bug is, so I took the whole terubas out.
I thought he said that let's say the bottom, even though you're fixing up the bottom by removing the top and the bottom, but that's just like you're just trying to get to the bottom.
No, I'm saying, you're going to ask me, the mice, I'm being, if it's not accessible, I did a tikkun. That's not called tikkun, that's not the tikkun of burr. That's a different thing.
Tikkun
yeah, whatever, that's not the malacha's burr.
Why is it not like peeling the fruit? Hang on, just removing the
kilo
paris.
Kilo paris, right? So the mokum terubis is where the peel meets the apple. Right, the peel and the apple meet the apple. Assuming that there's a problem of psoriasis by on an apple peel, it's. But I have this gigantic apple, and you know its diameter is 4 inches. There's no terubus between the peel and the middle of the apple. Right, it's not misarumus. The mokum eruv is where the peel meets and the apple meets. Okay, now. What about take this? So we were learning with all this in mind. So we got the Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechabit just told us burr. So you're curdling the milk. Okay. No. He in the case where you keep it in the thing and you move it from point A to point B, you're attack on point A, and you're recalc on point B. What? No. His heter is when I pick up from beneath and I take the liquor with it. But if I move the bug inside of the cup, that's not called moving the whole terubah. I don't think so. I'm assuming that's what that is. Okay, you have to ask Jacob. This is precious. That's what Dhamma was saying. My Kamathi Lahu. That's what Dhamma was arguing. It's like a Gemara. I don't know much of a shot. I don't know. Okay, we'll figure it out. Okay. Okay, so I want to. I have my chicken noodle soup. And I want to move my noodles to the side to eat my soup. Right? So I take my, you know, I'm a very mephonic, so I take my fork and I move the noodles to the side. And I spoon out the soup apple. So did I do burr? Moving the noodles. Right now it's a terubas, holding the terubas, but it stayed inside the kli. So Rabbi Eider, who was here before, not here anymore. But I looked for it before, I couldn't see it. I took it there, but I assume somebody took it back because I didn't find it. Okay, whatever, don't worry about it. Okay, so so he brings from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that that's mutter. which Shulchan Aruch Rav? This is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Piskei Siddur says that you're allowed to take your cup, which has a bug in it. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is, by the way, is the Shligmit Tau. Stop. Big parentheses. Okay. The issue of what's the misbar and what's the double which becomes mavur. So the Ilital I told you says that what you're left holding is the double hamisbar. Mishabur is clearly that he's not saying that. It's what's going out is the double misbar. So the Ilital is better. He's building on a Shulchan Aruch Rav. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch Rav holds. So he says, if I take my cup which has a zuv and I pour it out, I got a problem. I have a problem of barter. If I take the pick up the bug and I take it out, I have a problem with barter. Says, but if I pour it out, so what I'm being mevarer, the oichel is what's in my hand. So I'm allowed to tilt it and pour it out. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, I'm not doing barter. According to Mishabur, that would be also. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's mutter. He says, but let's say it's not by the side. He says, blow it to the side, and then when you tilt it, it'll go out. So he says, moving it from point A to point B, he doesn't see any problem moving from point A to point B. So Rabbi Eider brings the Shvisa Shabbos, quotes this, the Tzatzah Shulchan quotes this Shulchan Aruch Rav, to this Yisoid, moving something in the Taruvah from point A to point B is not called, Bechlal, not called the Maisa Brer. So as long as it stays in the Taruvah, it's not called Maisa Brer. So I want to move my noodle soup, my lakshin from side A to side B. Okay. I want to move all. It was spread out the whole thing. I move it to one side. Yes. Also, that's not called brave. Good. According to the Chazanish, that's hard to argue that would be true. There is a Mishabura. Okay. Before we get to the French press, you have to deal with the Nebuchadnezzar over here. I don't know what a French press is. I don't know how it works. I've seen it. I don't count the lumbus yet. 100%. Now, so there's a problem. Okay, there's a problem on this lumbus over here, and is because. There's a case over here. You know, once the Ron said that when I have my cup with the shmorim which have fallen to the bottom, we say the top is not betaruvas. The teruvas is only where they are, and that's why you're allowed to pour this halacha. You're allowed to pour out is because the teruvas is only on the bottom, not on the top. So am I allowed to put in shmorim? So just my physicist tells me over here, right, that. There's the suspension, something suspended in a liquid. If you put too much into the suspension, what happens is it all precipitates out. So if I add more shmorim, what's going to happen is all the shmorim are going to fall to the bottom. So am I allowed to add more shmorim to cause the shmorim to fall to the bottom? So the luck is that it's awesome. Because this is a burr. Because right now the whole cup is in the state of teruvis. And when I add the shmorim fall to the bottom. There's the teruvis in the bottom of the cup, but the top of the cup is not a teruvis anymore. That's why you're allowed to pour it out afterwards. So state to occur that to move something inside of a terubis from one side to the other is not a portion. Okay.
In both cases, the French press in here, when you push the French press down, you move the coffee beans into one area and the coffee elsewhere. Then it's left the terubis at that point. Same thing with the shmarim. When you pull the shmarim in, you're pushing the liquid up, you're putting the shmarim down. You're not moving in a terubis. You're causing... You should actually separate out the
tarot. So you're saying
the
French press is
also? Also, and the same thing exists. They're both also because it's not staying in the tarot. Well, you're separating it. That's what you're doing.
Okay, so good. Okay, I get. I understand that. I understand that. But I'm just saying. But now, so now my chicken soup. Right now, I have noodles all over the soup, and I move all the noodles to one side. So now, half of the soup doesn't have any noodles in it. There's not a terubis anymore. I understand, but what's the difference? When we move to the side, I move from top to the bottom. You're saying the difference between top and bottom and side to side?
They're clearly delineated at this point. The noodles being moved to the side of the bowl, you still have liquid underneath the noodles. The noodles are still in the same arena with the liquid that you take. Here, you've managed all the coffee beans to the bottom. There's no liquid there. And the coffee is...
That's not true. There's no liquid there. Of course there's liquid on the bottom.
And the same thing with the shmarim, you end up pushing all the shmarim down, all the good pieces.
Okay.
The soup with your material pushing it to the side. as if your vice boyer is still retaining the aerobics.
What? I'm sorry?
When pushing it to the side, that's your mice boyer, right? But you're still retaining the aerobics because on that other side of the soup, where your boyer is being done on, you're still retaining the aerobics.
Okay. But this side.
Different than with the farm where. Because of your pool, there's no
tarovus. That's not true. Of course, there's a rovus. The bottom is shmarm with liquid. The liquid doesn't say, "Listen, shmarm, you get the bottom, I get the top." You know, it doesn't work like that. Liquid is everywhere. The shmarm, the bottom is shmarm with liquid. On top is just liquid. I don't know, but the sea is. I mean, I think that's the Messiah. I would be very find it very unique that they have. So the Magen Avraham in Sifkat Yadal says you can't put shalol and shmarm and mashke b'shabbos klil hamidon. It says, "Alpish royal shtei." So, but literally, the Habi told us, "Bar the kapanim yardim hashmar me mashke b'shuliyak li dumi the mechavitz." So that's the mechavitz. Mechavitz, it stays in the terubas. You put in your renin, and now it turtles. It's still sitting in the same kli, but now the curds are distinct from. Well, not totally distinct because then it would be terubas, but it's still curds and whey. It's sitting in your kli, curds and whey. But now that there's some mice that you've changed the makeup of the terubas, that's called a problem of burr. Even though it's staying in the kli, they shake mechavitz, then mechavitz. Okay. Next step. I'm not saying a kasha, I'm saying the chorus. Okay. Yeah. Okay, now.
Could you freeze something? If it freezes particle by particle, that's like changing?
Okay, you're getting too fancy for me. Okay. Now.
The shmarm and everything told is separate from the liquid, so it'd be mukhav. In the case of the talking about, the shmarm and everything is separate from the liquid, the gamma, they're still covered in liquid.
Okay, so now, so let's move away from a case of oichel. So that maybe this is oichel mselos and this is oichel and oichel. I don't know. Okay, so mishabura in Simon Shinchov. So he goes to the halacha of shlokas. So we're going to learn shlokas. We're going to, you know, shlokas is a fascinating thing, right? So you pickle something. So we picture pickling, cucumbers. But, cucumbers, but you're pickling cabbage. It's very liquidy. So I want to know: is there a problem of schita when I take out my very liquidy cabbage and I want to squeeze out the cabbage, right? See, is there a problem of schita? So the law is lischak sivzayin shinchav sivzayin, which is similar to shchita. The law is the shlokas im legufam shenatzarach lemayim ben the sechaton ela lesaktam lachila. I'm not squeezing out the liquid to use the liquid. I'm squeezing the liquid to make the food should be less liquidy. It should taste better. So the law is it's mutter. But if you're doing it the tzarach mamayim, so then you get involved, and that's a mice of schita. It's like it's not any different than squeezing out a grapefruit or squeezing out a grape. I'm squeezing out this liquid to get the liquid to use my pickle juice, right? So then you get involved. If you go into an oichel, it's what? You go into a mashkin, it's awesome. Fine. So to Mr. Brewer, what happened to Brewer? That's very nice, you know. But here you are taking your thing, and you're squeezing out the liquid to. So it's not schita because you're not schita. The definition of schita by of dosh is to take the item to use it. Okay, but why is it a burr? So maybe you'll tell me that it's hak only mutter la'alter, and the case is since I'm squeezing the thing, I'm holding it. Mashu biyodri is called, and then we get involved with them. Well, Mishmur doesn't say that. That would be fun if he did, but he doesn't say that. Mishmur is sivkat nchavei. He says who did the mutter la'chil lischay lokshin mishum and hanivla behen. In who oyster mishum then a yochel lochla la'ochla mishum shuman harbei shebehen. I don't know how they made lakshin, but apparently the lakshin was very oily. And I got the point, you couldn't eat the lakshin. It was like, you know, yeshiva, you know, lunches, you know. So you want to squeeze out, you know, you want to squeeze out the lakshin to get the oil out. So you're not squeezing the oil to get the oil, right? You're squeezing the oil. That's the din of caution. You ought to be squeeze it. So you ought to squeeze it on Shabbos, he says.
Kekas of Adrisha. Chayotam Mekum Itamacher, the Shuman Shemafrisha Havi Gamken Oichel, Havi Kamafer Oichel May Oichel. Okay. So, he doesn't seem to be bothered Bechlal, right? Both, he doesn't seem to be bothered. So, change my case over here. So, I want my noodles. So, maybe sure I want to take the. I have noodles in my chicken soup. I only like noodles. I'm, good mafunik to a kid. I only like the lakshin. So, no problem. A lot of squeeze out the lakshin and make all of the soup drip out. Okay, let's hold it for a second. What about the, let's go back to Machabit for a second. No. The prima gotta work, the prima gotta does. Well, the Mogen Rum asks why isn't Skita Bar. The problem is the Mogen Rum's answer. Right. So the problem is the Mogen Rum's answer doesn't. Yeah. Okay. But I want to go back to Machabitz for a second, because Machabitz seems to be playing a big role over here. So Machabitz is a Tolus Burger. Why is it Tolus Burger? It's not Burger because the Maizah stays in the Teruvah. So the Kiddush of Machabitz, even if it stays in the Teruvah, it's still called Burger. That's a big Kiddush, right? That's not the quintessential Burger. But that's the Kiddush of Machabitz. Or that's one of the Kiddush of Machabitz. One of the other Kiddush is Menechod. Okay, good. Good. So whatever that word is, right? There's a Tilo David says that even La'alter is Osir. Okay, which we get it. The Machabitz is, then it's like this. The Fikach. Avobishan, Noisim, Shum Shimin, Begozim, Litvash, Lyachavsim, Beyodai. Okay, so Mr. What's Lyachavsim, Beyodai mean? So Lyachavsim, Beyodai, Lahafrid, Oisim, Litvash. So what it was is like you picture like these sesame bars, right? So you take Shum Shimin or Begozim and you put them into honey. So now you have this big honey sesame mixture, and then you squeeze it together, and you end up with a sesame ball with honey in it. All right. So there's honey which stays in the ball, and there's honey which remains in the liquid. And right. So you can't do that. And he says later on, it's not just you can't do that. It's going to be Malachas Bar. It's a chiyuv.
But mikvah case, why is that? Is that the same thing?
Okay. I'm just my goal right today is you make misery loves company. Okay, that's my goal for today. Okay. The Tosefta is it says the Maran Malkin for this is a Tosefta. I don't know how to use the Maran Malkin over here anymore. Right. And the Tosefta, the din of Machabitz, says this case also. This din is actually handled in Siman Shin Mem. Okay, Lishas is in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. Siman Shin Mem is like a catch-all siman for everything which you didn't get until now. All the malachas that you didn't figure out until now. The name of the siman is the things that are also in Shabbos because Cain told us the obvious. So one of them is the din of Machabitz. Yeralef. I'll be sure to know some shum that goes in with Vashla, you have some beyond. Because we other Rasulam Shamaharik, we other Hagoizim, why it is Marfred at the Vash me Bahuts. So you hold on to the Goizim and Melo, the Vash falls out to Havi Burr. Okay, so that's called Burr. There might some Dean of the Rishonim, why is it Losh? Is it the Malach of Losh? But it's Burr. There's honey staying inside. So you had a mass of honey and it goes in, and now you move all the goes in together, and there's honey trapped inside, and you now leave left with clear honey, so that's a malacha, right? So what's the malacha involved over here? So you have to learn that the vash. It's min, but I'm not being mad for it. I want the vash, but I don't want too much the vash. Too much the vash doesn't allow the honey ball to act as a honey ball. It acts as sesame suspended in honey. And I want it as a sesame bar. So I need to press it together to do that. So the excess honey becomes the psoilus, and the honey left inside becomes is part of my mixture, which is fine. But I can look at, so even though I'm being mafred honey from honey, but that's not the melacha. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that that's derived from the din of Machavitz with my curds and my whey, that I end up with this new thing. I had milk and now I have curds and whey, which the book before was a disguised combination of the proteins of the curd and the whey, and now it's distinct. But that act is considered a Maaseh Breira. Even though there's no shaila, there's still a lot of whey which is inside of the curds. Right? But as much as you've separated it out, so separating out over here is called the melacha. Okay. Even though, and that's, I would assume this is true even though you haven't taken it out of the pot. Right? This would be true even if you mix it with inside of the pot, which the car, yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, so what's the difference in that and the noodles? Okay, so Ramosha has a tshuva. Yeah. That's where I'm going next.
Maybe the honey doesn't exist. I mean, maybe we don't see the honey in the nuts or whatever it is. It's as anything. It's just bottled. It's just part of the food.
Okay. Then the challenges we would have with that, which might be true, is like, I don't know whether it makes it better or worse, but is that because it's always like that, so that's why it's bottled, whereas by soup and noodles, some people, it's not everybody wants it that way. If you taka want it that way, it's taka, if everybody wants it that way, that's ber min min min.
What?
You
want the curd, not the whey.
Okay. So Ramash has a tshuva, which, based on where we're going right now, sounds like Chinese. Right? So.
Elder is Kanish, so yeah.
The what?
Elder is Kanish. That originally didn't mean it when it was Mamish negative. The water in the tuna.
No, not the water in the tuna. It was same with the case of the coleslaw.
No, I know, but I didn't let me say.
Okay. So, based on what I'm seeing with the Tzinnah the Mechavitz, so if I have a mixture of two things together, and there's too much there for it to function the way I want it, so I take one of the items and I gather together, forcing some of the excess of the second item out, and a solid and a liquid, that's our cases, that's the malach of the rice, the bird. So if I have very liquidy coleslaw, which I can't eat it like that. It's just I don't like it like that. It just doesn't taste good like that. So I want to squeeze out some of the liquid, so that I now have coleslaw, which is not too liquidy, and now it tastes like coleslaw. It tastes the way we like it. Maybe it's not as won't be the rice because it's not mamash apsoilus, it's not apsoilus gummer. Honey is not apsoilus gummer either. But for the purpose of your sesame bars. It's which you don't want there, so I don't want this extra liquid in my coleslaw. Okay, so you would ask me based on what we learned so far. I would have no shiloh that's awesome, right? So maybe you can, if you take oichel mitep sarlis outer, so I pull out the not with a kli. So okay, so you can find the heter, but it bats him. It's a meiser breira. And if I squeeze it out, so that I get off the shiloh, what am I doing the malach? And what's in my hand? What am I squeezing out? And Mishabura holds is what you're squeezing out, the whole thing, etc. So I pick it up with the spoon, I let it drip. Rabbanim Chashuvim, Asur Amotah. What? Right? Okay, good. Okay, what?
Someone to respond. I don't want to leave you.
Yeah, okay, good. So the writer brings in his Haoris for Rav Moshe that a person has back to the second tooth with the lakshin. He says, listen to this Kiddush Rav Moshe. I like having the soup as soup and the lakshin I eat afterwards separate. So Rav Moshe, it's usher to take out the noodles from the soup. Now, the noodles is going to be eaten at the end. So it's samach. So I'm allowed to take out something to use for samach. But right now, vis-a-vis the soup, I don't want it in the soup. So it functions as a pseudo vis-a-vis the soup, even though it's an oichel, come and eat in a minute. What? It's a pseudo, yeah. So Marshall, that's awesome. That's taka chiddush. All right, so forget about that chiddush, whether it has shem oichel or shem pseudo, you know, because I want to use it in a minute from now. Okay, chiddush number two. Chiddush number one, all right. So I'm going to take out, or vice versa, he says. If I want to eat the lakshan first and have the soup afterwards. Now, when I take the lakshan, some of the soup goes with. Teres says, but I don't want all that extra soup. Right? Good. So that's shims what we're saying. We're very happy. In the back, he has shells that he asked from Moshe. Besides, he says, Kach shemati mipi ha-goi in Moshe Feinstein shlita. That's what he says over there. Kach shemati pi, the or, I don't know what the or is. Right? He's clear. He heard it from Moshe directly, fine. In the back, he asked questions that he asked from Moshe. One of the questions he asked from Moshe was a liquidy coleslaw. Right? So I want to let some of the liquid of the coleslaw drip out with a kaf salat, which I'm assuming means a slotted spoon. It's a special salad spoon. I don't know. It doesn't mean a big spoon. It means a slotted spoon. And Moshe says it's mutter.
Is it like an emphasis with the T-Rex?
I'm not, you're way ahead of me. Wait, I have no idea. So the challenge with these you know, the tshuvas over there, and Rashi writes a tshuva, he writes, you know, the lumdus and the makaris and, you know, the whole thing, etc. Here he answered questions. Right? He answered his mutter. So I would like to tell you that I'm not totally losing it. I looked at Rav Falk says it's definitely osur. He brings the Chlusha Biurim, the Rebbe Greinim, and was asked this question. He says definitely osur. The Rai from the Chavitz. Okay.
Which is definitely
osur. Using the slotted spoon for the coleslaw because of the liquid. That case. Right? So that case is osur.
I thought Rebbe said.
Okay.
It depends on how much you don't want it. Meaning, if it's something, that's what Rebbe was saying before, I think the water and the tuna. It's somewhere like you don't mind. Some
liquid coming in to turn 12
seconds, whereas by this, the honey bar, you don't want the honey. It's mostly
mazic what you're doing.
By the coleslaw, wouldn't it just depend?
How much you don't like? You don't.
Exactly.
Okay, so
those two emotions together.
So we were discussing this yesterday, whatever it was, 2 days ago. You know, it's hard to know for sure because we're dealing with very, very kitschedic sentences. I didn't try and call originally first to see, you know, if he heard from Moshe, you know, these 2 points, if he discussed them, you know, what the difference is. He was probably a good address to ask the question. But I'm sure this time of year he has no time to answer my questions. After Sukkot, I can ask him. Maybe the chiluk is how much you don't want it. I don't know. But I'm leaving it as pashas, learning the sugya. That should be an issue. Now I haven't, so I've left you with confusion. So squeeze out the Schumann. What I'm getting at is, don't tell me because some of the Schumann stays behind, and that's why it's mutter, which is a merchant's heter, because that's not going to work, right? What?
What? At least by noodles, we know he says.
Right. So what is the lumpness over there, the heter? I don't know.
Why is it that there's a difference between being a rival and a mother? Because moving that side, technically, why is that more often? In other words, that's what you're doing.
No, because you're moving the pseudos. The case is also because I'm moving. If I don't want the noodles, I just want the soup. I'm moving and I move the noodles to the side. I'm doing a mice on the service.
In other words, taking the coleslaw with the slotted spoon, because the liquid is still in the spoon when you're taking it, that's the problem.
The heter is because there's some liquid which stays. It's the shayla is, but whatever liquid you're being mavar out, you're being mavar out.
I think he's saying, why wouldn't you look at it as a type of shaylas? The slide is good. Allows you to look at it.
Trip. It's not a mice of sending, moving the psalus away. That's how we look at it. I mean,
most, if you didn't have a slotted spoon, you'd probably get a lot more liquid in to begin with. Slotted spoon doesn't allow for.
Well, the terrace is a kli which is made for prayer. So that's, you know, that should make things more. Even be yachim to psalus, but it's a prayer is a kli. Okay. That's one thing I wanted to share with you. I understand. So you have to. So
you're saying that practically speaking, end up in the same.
Right, so Jacob was telling to me that it could be over here. It's the goal is to make a new entity called my sesame bar, and if that's my goal, the rebuy of the honey is in antithetical to the result. That's called the real brave. Whereas the coleslaw, yeah,
that's not true.
What? Okay. No. Yeah. Okay. The Chazon Ish. Okay. Leave that for a second. I want to share one more thing with you. We were discussing Breiris Dover Isser. So taking out my. Why am I taking out the zoof? Like, what's getting wrong? There shouldn't be a zoof there. So there's two options, because I don't like eating bugs, because it's so terrible to eat bugs. But so change my shayla, I'm checking my lettuce. Right? So I'm washing it, and what I'm doing, whatever I'm doing it to try and clean out my lettuce, my whatever it is, that shouldn't be a shayla. So I hold it, so you hold it, you know, by washing it, you can get rid of whatever you have to get rid of it. I soak it in water with soap, Alpi, Sheetus, Starkei, right? They have website, Shalashala have, you know, like, right? Okay, whatever they say, right? So is that bravery? I'm forcing the bugs to go to the top. The other, I mean, you know, according to the studies, they're very high in protein, they're very good for you. Just, we have an issue in the tower to eat them, you know. Are they WMOs? So, I don't know that for sure they're there. We'll add another K'nach. So there's a Machin of Rum later on in Hilchos Yomtiv, which deals with a case of a person shechted. So he shechts on Yomtiv. So not only is he allowed to do Shkita on Yomtiv, he's allowed to remove the Tituk and do Trebring and take out the Chelim, take out the Gid, be able to eat the meat on Yomtiv. Good. What about if you shechted Erev Yomtiv? Can I do the Trebring on the Chelim and the Gid on Yomtiv? So if it's Barer, it was Efshim Erev Yomtiv, so it's not going to be Mutter. If it's not Barer, so then it's Mutter. So he brings from the Mordechai, I think it is, he says that Betzim is not Barer, because it's one min. Misur who's the Rav Yolei? It's just an Isser, it's one min with Misur the Rav Yolei. So to me, it's pashut that sur the Rav Yolei, which is betzim achidish, because now I don't want it. Okay, taz aside, you know, for the taz, this is your greatest case, right? I want to be mafresh. I want to take off a fresh. He says that's why you're allowed to be mafresh chala on Yom Tov. It's not by her because sur the Rav Yolei. It's one minute sur the Rav Yolei. But I think if you're looking for your hecha tips according to the taz, go and go exactly the same. Everything is the same, and sur the Rav Yolei. That should be your best burr. It should be chayim, mamish, skila, you know, come on. But he says it's mutter because of that. Okay, the Rambam holds, you need 2 minim. Okay, good. All right, but the chara, even if you, whatever this swore is, it's a swore of 1 min.
Or the chiddush is one min. Some of it, which is heter. So we're saying chaylev and the meat for this purpose. I'm not learning your day as siman sariches about what the definition of shtei minim is over there right now. I'm whether the boster and chaylev are considered two minim. Good, right? I'm learning zatamagaram. The boster and the chaylev are one min. The boster and the gitter are one min. Yes, we get him a nice time. Boster and gitter is one min. And I am being barer, not that barer, because it hurts the ravioli. But he's not saying his swara when I have two different things, and the only reason I'm being getting rid of it is because of Isura, not that. But the vice is sort of that's a bravest min min. What I don't care what your motivation is. You want to does it get a shame starless when Batsim it's Roy, just there's a din I can't take it. So it doesn't get a shame starless. I don't need shame starless by 2 minutes. I just need this 2 different minutes, which I'm being burned. Right?
Not worse than not being chafetz, but
what?
Not worse than not being chafetz,
but yeah. So that so the Shisha Shabbos says Poshet, like I'm saying. Who is he responding to? He's responding to a Chayyadim. The Chayyadim talks about Terloim. He says it's Yisur the Rav Yolei. So Meir, it's not a problem. It's an Ishva Zodim. He at least raises the question. An Ishva Zodim. So I'm just telling you Chayyadim is Chayyadim. You've been shepherded with Chayyadim, but the Shisha Shabbos did it for me already. Like, you know, the Sushel is Mamash Akliya. I just want to share that with you because we discussed it a few days ago. Yitzi and Yitzi were asking me this question: can you say such a swara? So I said, I mean, it's no sushtel. Okay, so they're not wrong. The Chayyadim says it, and the Shisha Shabbos says, like, he brings a Chayyadim. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's hold it here.